Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, and let's be honest, that's all the time, I think about how everyone gets in bed at night and falls asleep soundly, no matter what's happening during the day. Are you ever walking down the street and you see someone litter? Or maybe you're pulling into a parking lot and someone just takes your parking spot? I feel like mine is whenever you're rushing to an elevator and no one presses the button to keep it open for you. Do you ever wonder how those people sleep at night? Well, I've thought that myself as well, and I figured it out that it can only be a Mattress Firm mattress. Mattress Firm has high quality mattresses at every price. I'm obsessed with my Mattress Firm mattress, and I'm actually waiting for my adjustable base to get delivered to my new apartment, and you'll never see me again. That's it. I'm in the bed. I went to the actual Mattress Firm store, tried out all the beds, found the adjustable base, and I was like, you guys need to ship this to me as soon as I move into my new apartment, and I can't wait. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. So get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, get your bag, gigglers?
I like that you're going into phrases.
Get your bag.
I love it.
Get your bag. Paige showed up ready to record. She said, I have stuff to say.
I have a lot of things to say. I just want to make a note that I was here first and I just got off of a flight and had time to go home and shower, but I'm doing no makeup.
And I texted you to ask.
To make sure I was coming.
I love texting you. You making like you're going to be late.
Yeah.
And then me fully knowing I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
But if you had canceled, I'd been like, we're okay.
Well, then I got here and I texted you and I said, are you coming? Is the better question.
Okay. I had a nap.
I don't even know where to start.
Well, first of all, shout out you were on Ridiculousness.
Shout out I was on Ridiculousness. Was honestly like the least of what happened this weekend, which is so crazy.
I had people message me being like, Paige is on Ridiculousness.
I loved that all my messages were gigglers and they were like, oh my God, we didn't know the show was still on, but we will support you.
Also, like, you definitely can't spell Ridiculousness.
Hannah, I'm about to tell a nice story. Why do you have to always ruin it?
Wait, please tell.
Okay, so yes, I was on Ridiculousness. But before that, on Friday, I get asked from, like, I get an email from my PR being like, hey, Victoria Beckham is hosting a, like, very small, intimate gathering. Do you want to go? And I was like, I've never typed faster.
But does intimate gathering immediately make you a little nervy?
100%, but I didn't even really know what that meant. Like, what True. Is an intimate gathering?
It's like conscious uncoupling. Like, no one knows. Like, intimate gathering could literally be 400 people.
I feel like me and,
you
like,
thought the White House was going to be an intimate gathering. You thought it was going to be you and Joe Biden.
Sometimes my mom will invite people to our holidays and I'll be like, I thought it was an intimate gathering. Like, who are these fucking people that you're giving leftovers to? So that's like what I equated it with. But anyway, so I'm like, yeah, I absolutely want to go. So in my head, I'm like, what do you wear to meet Victoria Beckham?
And she's also kind of like at your top right now.
No, I based my whole life on her.
Yeah, she's like your manifestation board.
She was probably the very first person that I realized was, like, famous that I liked. Because the Spice Girls movie was my whole, like, first grade and second grade. Like, that was just on repeat.
You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum that there is me.
Oh, I was like, that's not a Spice Girls song. I must have missed that one. When they go to boot camp,
we have to rewatch it.
That's why I don't like organized sports.
Should we do, like, a Giggly Squad rewatch?
We should do some type of movie night.
Yeah. Where we watch something.
Just an intimate gathering.
Intimate gathering of gigglers. Gathering of gigglers should have been the name of our tour.
Okay, so I'm like, what the fuck do I wear to meet Victoria Beckham? So I was like, I'm just going to go full glam. Like, I'm going to get my hair done. I'm going to get my makeup done. I'm going in a long dress.
How long did you have to prepare?
I prepare for like 3 hours prior.
Okay.
I get there. I'm the first one there. I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. I was like, I literally kept saying to everyone, I've never been first to a party. Like, this is so embarrassing. Well,
that's intimate gathering pressure.
Intimate gathering pressure. Obviously, the girlies on the marketing team were gigglers. And like, that's how I got the invite because it was Victoria Beckham Beauty. I'm not really a beauty influencer.
Whoa.
I am stunning, but thank you.
You go, I'm natural. Like, I didn't need to do anything to look this beautiful.
I'm a natural beauty influencer. Thanks.
I think you are a beauty influencer.
Thank you. So I sit down. I'm, like, talking to the only giggler that I know there. We're, like, chatting the whole time. Then, like, everyone starts, like, filling in. I would say it's, like, 15 girls in total. Some of them showed up in jeans, and I was like, okay, so I missed the vibe.
You were in a gala dress?
No, I was in a floor-length dress. Part of it was sheer. I had an updo. I had a freaking – I showed a picture of Charlize Theron and her updo. So I'm like, okay, great. So everyone's in jeans. I'm like, have a little fucking respect. It's Victoria Beckham.
No, have some couth.
Have some couth. Victoria Beckham walks in. Floor-length gown. As I knew she was going to.
Wait, so you were right.
So I was right. I looked at everyone else. I was like, don't you feel weird being in jeans?
She looks at you. You look at her and you go, I guess we're the only ones prepared. What was her initial energy?
You want to know what? Now that I already felt like I was like aligning myself with her like in my manifestations as a child. Mm-hmm. But like after meeting her, she is like a fashion girly, but like she doesn't take it seriously and like she's funny. Like, she said things that were just funny.
She was funny. See, that's, I'm sold. The second someone can make me laugh, I'm done.
I'm like,
I'm
wait,
sold.
You should run for mayor.
Were you ever influenced by her bob?
Yeah. Yes.
See, I didn't put that together. I thought you invented that. I was literally going to be like, oh, that's the page bob.
No, Victoria Beckham is really who invented it. So it's like it's from 4 to 5. It was like a quick, which I love.
It's so on brand.
I was like, this is the best influencer event I've ever
been to. It was 12 minutes.
It was 12 minutes. So she does, it's her and like this other woman who like is talking about her beauty brand and they're just like talking about stories and whatever. So then that portion's over. So they're like, okay, like amazing, great. And so then I was like, okay, well, I need to get a freaking picture with Victoria Beckham. And the marketing girl was like, okay, like we can all take pictures. You can all take pictures with her, but don't make it seem like you're like waiting in line for a picture with her. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to do that. So I'll go first. So I was like, Mom, okay, well, I'll go and take a picture. So I walk up, I'm like, hi. And she's like, oh my God, I love your bracelet. And I had this sick.
I thought she was going to say podcast. I got excited.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had this sick silver bracelet like up here on my arm.
Like a warrior princess.
Like a warrior princess. And then I had like other silver bracelets like down by my wrist. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I love that bracelet. I've been trying to find a bracelet like that. Immediately, I take it right off. I go, oh, you should try it on because it was like oval shaped so that it could fit up on like your, is this your forearm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good.
Oh, wait, no, this is your forearm.
No, this is your forearm. What yeah. is this?
Your bicep.
Okay. So to fit on your bicep. So I take it off. I'm like, try it on. She puts it on and she goes, oh my God, I love it. Where did you get it? Obviously, I had no fucking idea where I got it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. My girlfriend gave it to me, but like you can have it. And she was like, oh my God, no, I'm not. I go, seriously? It's yours. We take the picture. She didn't like lean in to hug for the picture. I was like, oh, okay. So we just stood there, took the
picture.
Which
is page-coded. Very page-coded.
And I was like, okay, so I have a friendship bracelet with Victoria Beckham. What do you bitches in jeans have?
Wait, Paige, that is incredible.
We have a friendship bracelet. So like, I don't know when she's going to wear it.
Because you know when people compliment you, but they're not, it's like me and you. Like, you're like, I would never, but I like that.
Yeah.
She literally was like I need that.
Yeah. And I was like, I was like, who cares where
it's
from?
Did your stylist give it to you?
You own it. Yeah.
Your stylist is like, oh, that's $80,000.
I've been told to. Yeah, like, ooh, sorry. You are missing a silver
bracelet. What if you literally say, Victoria Beckham stole my bracelet and it goes on TMZ?
I like the spin of like that we have friendship bracelets.
I like that. You're waiting for yours, though.
I'm waiting for mine.
Wait, did you post the photo yet?
No, because I wanted to tell the gigglers the story first. Like, I didn't want to give Instagram this Victoria Beckham and me photo. I wanted the gigglers in on the joke first.
You actually are a genius.
Thank you.
And, well, also, like, I'm obsessed with you because I kind of did that with J-Lo, too. Like, I didn't post it until I told the gigglers.
We're really obsessed with Easter
eggs. We haven't really gotten it down.
No.
but
we don't know what it is.
We don't know what his turkey is, but it sounds fun.
It sounds good.
And that's amazing. And you know what's funny? I was speaking of intimate gatherings back in a couple months ago. You went out to dinner with like Shannon Ford and Taylor and like a
bunch
of Sierra.
Now that was an intimate gathering.
And I was out of town. Mm-hmm. But I was like, obviously, keeping an eye on what was going on because I was feeling like, okay.
You told me to go.
I did tell you to go.
Yeah.
And I was texting everyone on the side. I was like, what are we eating? What's the vibes? And Shannon, I did her podcast this morning and she was telling me about it. And she's like, Paige is just like so cool. And I'm like, no, I know. She's so cool. Like, she just has a vibe around her.
Wait, do I come off like that?
She literally goes, no, like, she's so cool. And I was like, I fully agree. You're so cool. But then she was like, I started saying how I don't like intimate gatherings, but we called it like group dinners.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, you don't know when to speak.
Yeah.
Do I let her finish before I speak? Like, what are we doing? Yeah. What are the rules?
Are we all getting another round of drinks and I only getting another round of drinks?
Yeah, am I laughing too loud? Yeah. Like, I just don't know.
Am I talking too much?
And she goes, no, honestly, I feel like everyone's feeling like that except Paige. And that's when I was like, oh, and that's where you get things wrong. I go, I think Paige is actually, she's internalizing it so well, but I'm like, the fact that she thought you were just chilling on this group dinner, I'm like, she almost didn't. I had to force her to go.
No, I texted Taylor Strecker prior to, and I go, if you don't sit next to me, you're dead to me.
So this is the moral of the story. No one can tell that you're scared of intimate gatherings.
Except myself. Yeah.
Except yourself.
No one around you can tell you're scared of intimate gatherings.
Well, especially if you stay quiet. Like, I feel like you
Which
never-
Which is my literal favorite thing
over-speak.
To do.
You never overspeak.
Wow, thank you, because some of my anxiety is like, I just told that person everything there is to know about me. They know my blood type, and I don't even know it.
And that's you literally saying the littlest thing.
Yeah.
Paige, could you live a day in my body?
Well, I feel like, don't talk as much as you think you do. You talk in settings that, like, talking needs to be happening.
Oh, okay.
But, like, when you're chilling and, like, we're just together.
We're not.
Sans, like, recording Giggly Squad. We're not speaking. Hannah, we filmed an entire season of a reality TV show during COVID, and we shared a room, and I think we spoke 3 words to each other in, like, a week span.
That was a hard week that we were going through.
That was one of the craziest weeks. We only spoke in Love Island episodes.
We were watching Love Island. And we didn't even ask to go to the next episode. We would just go.
We didn't even text anyone to see, like,
we didn't even get. You didn't even ask if anyone wanted food. The food would just appear. It's so funny because we had such different weeks, but I feel like you're not done.
I'm not done.
Continue.
I see that you have Jennifer Garner on the list. I have Jennifer Garner on the list.
Oh, because I saw that Jennifer Garner followed Giggly Squad.
Okay.
Was it a mistake?
So I go to the LA Fashion Awards, which are also another, a larger intimate gathering, but like kind of an intimate gathering. Like, I didn't know what to expect.
Did you know there was an LA Fashion Awards?
I did, okay. Because like I'd seen it on Instagram. It's like daily front rows. And it's very, it's so girly. It's like stylist of the year, makeup artist of the year.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
It's like fun. Like Kris Jenner got up and like gave a speech.
What?
Doja Cat got up and like gave it.
Wait,
presented
Doja,
an award.
I can't pull it off, but I love her style.
She brought a suitcase on the red carpet as an accessory, and I loved
it. No, like, you can only respect the game.
It was so good. So I get there, and my PR was there, and as I'm walking in, I realize, cool, I don't know a single person here. So usually, like, my PR will, like, help me do the red carpet, do interviews, and then she's, like, out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you have to stay with me the whole time because I'm, like, freaking out.
Well,
I don't know.
You had to sit at a table?
No, it was, like, seats, but I, like, still was, like, I don't know anyone, like,
meanwhile, Shannon Ford is, like, Paige's literally the chill is.
Inside, like, don't leave. Like, Mom, don't leave.
You're holding under her ankle. You're like, meow.
So we, like, go and sit down, and I'm in, like, the third row, and so I'm sitting and I'm talking to my girlfriend, and I just happen to, like, turn, and Jennifer Garner is just literally smack dab in front of me, like, about to sit in her seat, and I go, hi. And she goes, hi. And I go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I said hi to you like I know you. I don't know you, but hi.
I know you, but you don't know me.
You know that I know you.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I thought I knew you because you're so pretty. And I, like, just thought, oh, there's no way I don't know this person. And I was like, Oh my God.
Imagine just being like, sorry, I know the most beautiful people in the world, so I assume.
Yeah, she's like, I just like thought I knew you because like, you're so pretty.
Really beautiful, I know.
And I was like, oh my God.
Did you say no? That was probably Hannah Burner.
And then I went to say, I think you follow Giggly Squad, but then someone came up.
So this was before. This was after.
So then someone came up and started talking to her, and I didn't want to just like 3 seconds later be like, maybe you follow Giggly Squad. Maybe you recognize
you,
me from
you,
there.
You poker, you, hey, sorry, about like 5 minutes
about
ago.
About me being gorgeous. Let's just go back to
that. What
was
her hair like? I want a vision.
She just looked like her, like she, then she got up and gave a speech. Yes. Like, cause she was presenting her friend with Hairstylist of the Year. And she's hilarious.
Really?
Like, her speech was so funny.
She's a giggler, obviously. Wait, when she came back, were you like, good speech?
No, I didn't, because she was, like, another Rowan ahead of me. Oh, but, okay. Like, in my head, I was like, good job, Jen.
Good job, Jen.
Celeste Barber hosted it. She was...
Wait, people don't talk about Celeste Barber enough.
No.
I watched her Netflix show, Wellmania.
Yeah.
That did not get picked up, which is a travesty.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's so
she's
good.
She's so... Was she just, like, going off?
She was so funny. And then I felt... Sometimes when I'm in, like, rooms where it's, like, fashion and it's, like, glam and it's just, like, all of these things, I'm like, okay, I'm a podcaster. Like, this is, like, I can't wait to talk to my friend about all of this. Because, like, sometimes I feel very in the middle of, like, I don't take it as seriously. Mm-hmm. And, like, I felt like Celeste was making hilarious jokes and they were going, whoosh, right over everyone's head. But I was like, that's hilarious. Like, I was fully laughing like it was a comedy show.
Yeah.
And like, Kris Jenner was there and it was like so cold in the room. And she was like, Kris Jenner's cold. Like, are you kidding? Like, how are we not fixing this? Like, she just had such good quippy.
Where was Kris sitting?
She was in the front row.
What was her vibe? What was the vibe?
Just like, chill. Like a mom.
Like normal.
Like, yeah, just like there, like about to present her award for, I think she was presenting like makeup artist, innovator, something.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it was just so normal. It was everyone's, like, friends were winning the awards.
Yeah, so it was, like, cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer Garner, like, her hairstyle she'd been working with for, like, 20 years. And she's like, I'm so excited to present this to
also,
him.
Like, it's cool because I feel like the makeup artist and the hair artist...
They don't get recognition.
When, like... I think they most recently started tagging stylists on red carpets, but before it was just the person.
Yeah, and like hairstylists were getting up and they were like, it was Sarah Michelle Gellar got up to present an award and it was for Makeup Artist of the Year. And she was like, I've been to more countries with my makeup artist than my husband.
Yeah.
Like we have been on more trips together. We've experienced more things together.
And also it means you have to be like a pretty good person to be picked to be like a hair person or makeup person because it's such an intimate
thing. So intimate. Like they're touching your head.
If you get picked to be someone's like full time.
No, I think like Mitchell and Taylor know every single person I loathe.
And if they don't loathe the same people, you're like, actually, I'm not free tomorrow.
Right.
Also, can we discuss the tour for 1 second?
Okay.
We announced our tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exciting. Mm-hmm. There's mania. I have this feeling like, and I go, for a second, I swear to God, I go, did I forget to get Giggly Squad tickets?
No.
For a full second, I was like, did I forget to get in line at Ticketmaster to get my tickets for Giggly Squad?
No, I had a moment where I was like, what is the Giggly Squad code? What is the presale code? Like, is that confusing?
No. So anyway, we love you guys so much. We're adding additional dates.
Yeah.
We're pushing to add more cities. Yeah. It's all like an availability thing with these theaters.
Yes, like any city we're not going to, it's not because we loathe you or your city.
I refuse to talk to you,
Seattle. No, like it just doesn't work out with like the venue. It's not like we want to go everywhere, but certain venues are booked. Like December, there's a lot of Christmas stuff happening. So like we couldn't get certain venues, whatever. But
okay, it's called Club Giggly, which we're so excited about. And I had a thing in the back of my head where I'm like, if this is up on billboards, are people going to think it's a strip club? And then someone tagged us in the Parks Casino one, I think in, like, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And Parks Casino, it's a huge X. That's, like, their logo. And it says Club Giggly with us. And then it just says get tickets. And I'm like, this is backfiring. It fully looks like we're, like...
We're ladies of the night.
We're ladies of the night, which we support.
Wait, I kind of... Love it. It's like I love it
as long as the right people are coming.
No, I hope people think it's like a live OnlyFans.
Burlesque show?
Yeah.
Do we make it burlesque?
Wait, if there is
you
a
come
man
out with just
feathers?
A chair. and slippers.
If there was a man just in the front row being like, I thought this was a burlesque show.
Take your clothes off. Like Ferris Gump when she's playing with the...
Who?
It was a Ferris Gump reference.
Who the fuck is Ferris? Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump. Sorry. Who's Ferris?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You know what, guys? No, I just woke up from a nap. Yeah. I can't. So anyway, our next show will have labia out.
Speaking of... LA, I feel like I'm always ever there for like 48 hours. Like,
no,
I'm never
crazy.
It's just like an insane. And like, that flight is, it's basically time travel. Yeah. I'm like, I don't get how
but
this happens.
Somehow you like lose time in the end.
Somehow you're just like, I'm tired. Like, how did this happen that I like need a nap? And I realized something on my flight this morning. One, if you're a straight man and you're anywhere in the vicinity of me and I'm putting my luggage into the overhead bin and you're not helping me, you're dead to me. I don't respect you as a human, and I hope your house burns down. That's actually, that's really intense. I don't hope your house burns down, but I hope like you stub your toe leaving the airplane. So that's the first thing.
Or your leg like goes numb, you know, like, and then you like have to walk awkwardly for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. And so there was like three men like right around and they were like putting their stuff up too. And they see me like, I actually physically make noise because I'm like, this is, I can barely reach it.
See, I'll be like, I got this.
Let alone pull it up. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll do it. Got it.
You probably broke 8 nails.
I was like, this is why there's a wage gap. And then I realized, then they like come around and they're like, okay, like, do you want to do like the meal service? And I was like, okay, well, it is like 5:45 and like, I don't know. And then I realized like, if you can eat really early in the morning, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Like if you can sit on a plane and you have just gotten there and it's 5:30 and you're like, I'll take the Eggs Benedict. No.
But part of me also is like, sometimes if you fall asleep, they'll be like, you missed it.
That's true.
And then I
that happened to me on the way there.
I go, what did we do here?
I go, I know you have a braised short rib in the fucking back.
Heat it up in the microwave.
And if Delta tries to push the shrimp appetizer on me one more time, I'm actually calling management because it's offensive. It's rude. They've had shrimp for a year. I don't know who they're in bed with. At what shrimp company that's supplying Delta with all, with all their appetizers, but like they need to be stopped. And I think it's a job for.
Because
the
they run out of the popular good ones. And then there's always the weird one that if you're sitting in the back, you end up with.
I literally look around to see who's eating the shrimp.
And then you report them.
Because it's. That's
not
insane.
Okay.
It's not okay.
My problem is I will not order it that early. Like, it would make me nauseous.
Yeah.
But if somehow the food ends up in front of me, I, like, can't not eat it.
Same. And I feel like you've given me your weird, like, what if I'm hungry thing? So, like, and, like.
My biggest fear in life.
No, like, specifically in airports, I think about you and only you. I think about you and only you and what, like, you would do in situations. So, like. I had like 15 minutes before I had to board and I was like, well, I need to go to Hudson News and get all of the snacks because I'm on here for 6 hours and what if I'm hungry?
No.
Fully
it's so
knowing
scary.
I sleep the whole time. So then I get to my hotel room and I'm like, why do I have all these charcuterie boards?
Did you buy him headphones?
Not this time. I remembered my headphones this time.
Good. I actually have a crazy, crazy story. It was 6:30 a.m. My thing is if you talk before 7 a.m., it's a problem. And
someone was meditating next to me.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Yeah. I said, put a sock in it.
Like out loud?
No, just like, I didn't like it. No, he was sitting
he thought
crisscross
he was better
applesauce.
Than you. He thought he was better than
his
you.
His hands were up.
Oh,
I said,
that's performative.
I wanted to be like, we're on our way back to New York. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Like,
this is,
wrap
that's
it
some
the
LA
fuck up.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
get
like,
out of here.
No.
I don't like that at all.
No, I didn't like it at all.
That's very unnerving.
It was all uncomfortable. Because then I was like, should I be meditating? Are we going to? What do you know that we don't know that you're meditating right now on this cross-country flight? What are you preparing for?
So I get on the flight really early, and I put my own bag up.
Classic.
And there's a guy behind me, like a man, like a 60-year-old man. And he takes his paper ticket, which is the first red flag, and he goes, what seat am I?
Yeah,
to me.
To you.
And at first I'm like, this is insane, but like whatever. Yeah. And I go, oh, you're 5B. And then I realize, oh, you're next to me. And he goes, great, my name is, and he introduces.
No.
So I know, and like I'm being honest, he had good energy, but I have to explain.
Immediately, no.
So I'm flying to like to Jacksonville, and immediately he's like, "What are you doing, mm-hmm. going to Jacksonville?" And I can't lie, like what I couldn't think of a lie of why yeah. I'd be going to Jacksonville. So I was just like, I entered whatever.
I love those views.
We start talking, and then when you're with anyone over 50 on an airplane, mm-hmm. and they like talking. They will inevitably bring out their phone mm-hmm. and start showing photos of their family. And I get very nervous when they start willy-nilly scrolling the phone. I'm like, what is going to pop up?
I'm like, have you never taken a nude? Like,
I get very nervous. Yeah. And they're just going all – and they're like, oh, this yeah. – oh, that – oh, that. So we're doing that thing, and I'm like, it's okay.
Sometimes I feel bad because their font, their text font is so big, and I'm like, I'm not even trying to read your text to Marianne. But, yeah, stop and get butter on the way home.
So he was actually like – he ended up being, like, funny, so mm-hmm. we're, like, laughing together. But, again, we're past the point where I can just, like, put my headphones in. And then something happens, and he starts talking about one of his daughters, and he starts crying.
Oh, what?
Like,
no.
So I can't get out of the conversation
so
at that
you start
point.
Crying. So
it was, but it was, like, it was too early for me to, like, tap him. Like, I felt that weird. So I just kind of sat there. He's crying. And then I said something like, it's good. Men should cry more. This is 7 a.m. But he's crying because he... I think I said men should cry more. So he's this, like, tough, like, Italian guy. And he's like, I just love my daughter.
No.
And she's been through a lot. So I'm sitting there thinking, I can't wait to tell his, like, he was crying. But no. I'm texting Stuart, who was with me.
Yeah.
And Stuart, I'm like, I'm with a talker. And she goes, just put on the headphones. I go... not going to work right now. He's crying because yeah. I would be leaving him.
He probably got the Dutch shrimp, you know?
He probably thought about the shrimp. So then that was just the beginning. Then he talks to me about like all his different wives that he's had.
What happened to his daughter specifically?
She went
through a hard time.
She went through a hard time.
Okay.
Just in case anyone knows the family, I don't want to get into it, but I know all of it.
Yeah. Did he live in Florida?
No, I think he was just doing some work thing. And then I was like, and I haven't told him anything about me, by the way. Like, I'm at zero.
I mean, how could you even get a word in?
And then he's inviting me to visit the family.
Yeah.
And then I basically was like, I gotta take a nap. Because it's 7:05. And I'm like, how does this...
Was he drinking?
You know, he did. I think he, now looking back, because you know how I'm like, mm-hmm. I can never
You're
tell.
You're so naive.
I'm
sometimes.
So naive. I think he was hammered.
Yeah.
I would say. Because he was asking me, he said he couldn't get alcohol. They weren't letting him get it at first.
Well, because he was drunk. Like, it's a liability for the airline. Now everything's making sense.
But also, you're like, I just want to go to sleep.
He's like pulling nips out of his pocket. He's like, don't worry about this. This is fine. Can you order me an orange juice? They won't give me one. I know what I'm doing. Like, no, how you get yourself in these situations, you always end up with a talker.
I think because I have a friendly resting face.
Yeah. See, I don't, because I never talk to anyone on a plane.
Everyone talks to me. Then I was flying back from Little Rock, and I sit down, and the guy's in my seat. This man's in my seat. Mm-hmm. But I'm traumatized from the last flight. I said, I'm not even bringing it up. I'm sitting in this seat.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there. 10 minutes in, he goes, oh, my God, am I in your seat? And he has, like, a beer set up. Like,
yeah,
this guy's
got his whole...
I was like, oh, it's totally fine. He goes, oh, my, I feel horrible.
He's your Victoria Beckham. You're like, it's your seat.
This is our friendship seat. He goes, I'm so sorry, ma'am. And I was like, no, don't call me that. And he was like, I'll switch with you. I go, sir, if I really wanted to switch with you, I would have thrown your beer off and we would have had a moment. But I'm totally fine. And we can stop it right here.
Yeah.
I pass out, wake up. The woman behind me, we're all, you know when you're all standing?
Yeah.
The woman behind me goes, I hear something like, rah, rah. And I'm like, I turn. She goes, you really slept the whole time, didn't you? I'm like, oh my God, I need to go back to New York.
No.
Because in front of everyone.
I need to go back to New York where no one gives a fuck about me.
Like, in front of everyone, she's pointing. I'm like, first of all, you're behind me. How'd you know I was sleeping? Did you watch me sleep the whole time? And then she's like, you really were passed out there.
What airline were you flying?
Delta.
Something's going on with Delta.
And then she goes, did you wake up for the 3 a.m.? And I was like, what? She's like, for 3 a.m.? I didn't know what she said. I go, yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her, I was like, I want to go home. No. I want to go home.
Hannah, this is how I feel every fucking time.
You go to Charleston.
Yes.
Because these people are so nice, but it's so not appropriate.
So
inappropriate. Imagine calling someone out for sleeping privately on their plane.
Charleston to New York. No, it's New York to Charleston.
Everyone's best friends by the end of it. They're holding hands. They know everyone's family. They're all inviting each other to dinner.
They're chatting. They're chatting. They're all in, like, white jeans. Mm-hmm. They all have a cardigan over their shoulder, and they're just, like, all talking about, like, their tennis schedules.
And they're holding and, like, something that is, what's it called with the initials? They put their initials.
A monogram?
Monogram.
Something.
Something's monogrammed. Their own baby's monogrammed on their forehead.
Sometimes I've even texted Craig and been like, this is exactly why I can't move down here, because it's the people on my flight. Now, Charleston to New York, we're getting shit done. We're going back home. Okay? It's businessmen. They have things to take care of. I'm like, yeah, let's, come on. Let's get this going.
Also, I got mad at a man because I went on one of those crazy air trains, which are wild, wild experience. You know, like the air trains to get from like terminal to terminal? Yeah. So I get there and I'm a New Yorker. Like I know a good train.
Yep.
And one thing I know about a train is I'm going to hold on to the railing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care how tough you think you are. And this man stands in the middle and tries to like surf it, like no hands on anything. And guess who's right behind him? Me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this fucking dumbass and I'm looking at him and I go, this man's gonna trip.
If you fall on
me. And he's gonna fall on me. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna be all sorry, but we could have prevented this if you weren't such a dickwad.
Yeah, and you just held on. What is like, it? Is it too feminine to hold on?
You're gonna turn into a girl?
Yeah, like brace yourself.
Brace yourself. So he fucking stumbles onto
me. Yeah, of course he did.
And I had, so it was not a good day. It was not a good day for travel for me.
Hannah and I are constantly looking for things that are going to make us healthier. She's always on the road and I'm doing God knows what. But I love taking vitamins and feeling like as I get older, get healthier and healthier. And you know that we have those people in our lives that just like never get sick. Like even if it's flu season, cold season, they're just like never getting sick. So that's why I want to tell you about Armra Colostrum. It really does improve your overall immune health. And colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and is an exclusive source of all of the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, and fortifies your gut health. It also promotes hair growth and skin radiance and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. Third-party research trials with Armra Colostrum shows its immune protective qualities begin working in under 2 hours. That's insane. All you have to do is take 3 to 4 scoops of Armra Colostrum a day and increase as desired for amplified defense. As a whole food, there's no such thing as too much. We've worked out a special offer for our audience, and you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/giggly or enter giggly to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/giggly.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and say hello to shorts and just t-shirts. I'm always updating my wardrobe and getting new basics and switching out things that I don't wear anymore and just having fresh, clean things for the spring and summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses that are just to die for, but they don't just have clothes. They also have 14 karat gold jewelry and just so much more. Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I actually got all of Craig's curtains in his house from Quince, and they are to die for. I absolutely love them. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince basically cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I just love that. I love their cute little linen dresses. They're perfect for the summer. They're perfect for every travel destination in the summer because a linen dress is just kind of a must. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Okay, I just want everyone to know that I have switched out pretty much all of my t-shirts. Like anytime I'm in an Instagram story and someone says like, where is that t-shirt from? It's pretty much always Skims. And everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt is just such a challenge because there's so many different outfits that you're like, okay, I want my go-to t-shirt. But lucky for you, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. They have everything from crop silhouettes, long sleeve, layering tees, and they just have a style for everyone. And Skims really is the best basics and foundations for your wardrobe. Their cotton jersey t-shirts are by far my favorite. I have them in pretty much every single color that they come in. I travel in them. I go to meetings in them. I wear them just to lounge in, like their intended purpose, but I literally wear them everywhere. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, and let's be honest, that's all the time, I think about how everyone gets in bed at night and falls asleep soundly, no matter what's happening during the day. Are you ever walking down the street and you see someone litter? Or maybe you're pulling into a parking lot and someone just takes your parking spot? I feel like mine is whenever you're rushing to an elevator and no one presses the button to keep it open for you. Do you ever wonder how those people sleep at night? Well, I've thought that myself as well, and I figured it out that it can only be a Mattress Firm mattress. Mattress Firm has high-quality mattresses at every price. I'm obsessed with my Mattress Firm mattress, and I'm actually waiting for my adjustable base to get delivered to my new apartment, and you'll never see me again. That's it. I'm in the bed. I went to the actual Mattress Firm store, tried out all the beds, found the adjustable base, and I was like, you guys need to ship this to me as soon as I move into my new apartment, and I can't wait. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. So get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night. You guys know that I started my workout journey, I would say really in January, maybe February, but now that I've moved into a new apartment and I just have so much more space, I find myself working out from home way more. And that's why I love Peloton. They accommodate your schedule with a variety of classes. Like some days I really do want to go hard, like if I have something coming up, but other days I'm like, I just need to stretch for a minute. So if you want to take a 5-minute class, Peloton has the class for you. They give you the flexibility that you need and they get your body moving. And they truly do have such a range of classes. Like you can take a walking class if you want to. You can try a yoga class. Some people love HIIT workouts. I'm personally more of a Pilates girl, but you can go at your own pace. Peloton makes the process so easy and personalized recommendations that will guide you through their program. And so they basically take all the admin off of you and you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every single day so you never get bored. Get a head start on summer and try Peloton risk-free with Peloton Rentals at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals.
I moved into my new apartment.
You did an Easter egg a little. I don't know if it's Easter egg, but like you posted a video with a chandelier just like out of nowhere, like no explanation, just a massive chandelier.
And I just said, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I will die in this apartment. It's the greatest thing I've ever owned. It's my favorite thing I've ever. It's just.
Tell me everything.
I love it.
Like, what do you love about it?
Everything. I love everything about
it. Does it smell good?
It's so funny you brought that up because I forget who it was. I think maybe it was Taylor. She said to me, and I've never like connected to her more on a level. She goes, have you decided the smell of this place? And I looked at her and I go, I literally
like,
haven't.
Like, what's its signature smell?
What is its signature smell? I haven't picked out my candles or, like, my diffusers yet. I don't know what
that
it smells like.
That is the bougiest shit I've ever heard because mine smells like my fart. That's what my apartment smells like.
My old apartment had a very signature smell.
Yeah, you had that huge candle that was
always lit,
but also like worrisome. Definitely a hazard.
No, maybe.
Well, I guess it, like if someone tripped,
things could have gone up in flames for sure.
Things could have went awry.
Yeah, things did.
But they didn't.
So I haven't figured out a signature smell. But the day I actually moved, I wasn't around, which was amazing. I had to like work all day. So my mom came down, did my whole move like with my assistant. I get home, which is just like the bougiest. Guys, why are you laughing at me? That's a dream come true.
No, I know.
I literally left from one apartment in the morning at 7 a.m. and then went home to a new one. I was like, you guys haven't figured this all out yet? You haven't unboxed everything? So I like working the whole day. I get home, I walk in the front door, and my mom is just like so cute. And she goes, we had like a small problem. And I was like, what? And she was like, someone made Josephine cry, which is my assistant. And I go, what? Who made her cry? So my mom is like trying to be like quiet because she like didn't want Josephine to hear her like telling me the story. And essentially what happened is,
look, Josephine is family. You don't fuck with my family.
I had a bunch of packages that had gotten delivered that the doorman was bringing up and was unloading them. And another doorman said, like, yelled at my assistant saying, like, he's not doing that. Like, it's the mover's job or something. She was like, oh, I didn't ask him to do it. Like, I would have done it myself. It was a whole, like, miscommunication. But the cutest freaking thing was my mom was like, and she's like, I don't know if she's like, okay. This was like hours after it happened. Like I got home like 5 hours after. It was like when you see your mom after you fall on the playground and you can't find her. She was in a different room when I got home. And so then I walked in the room that she was in and I looked at her and she looked at me and I said, what happened? Are you okay? And she just started hysterically crying. She was like, I know that I should be tougher, but I really hurt my feelings. And I go, I'll burn the whole fucking building down. I go, I don't care if I just moved in. I'll burn it down. And then I had a thought that, like, I will be arrested at one of my children's schools. Like, there is just no way my kids are going to be born, go all the way through high school, and I'm not going to be like, Ms. DeSorbo, you can't come to the field today. Like, you're a problem.
There's a restraining order.
I'll fight a kid. Like, I would have no problem kicking a six-year-old if they were mean to my daughter. I also grew up with a, well, my mom will just call.
Yeah.
And when my mom calls, then you're really in for it. Like, all through school, I would be like, okay, well, my mom will be calling.
See,
thanks.
I remember in like, first, second grade, I started to be kind of naughty. And then I'd get in trouble. And it was all about getting to my mom before the teacher could get to my mom. Do you remember that?
No, that's an extreme sport.
I just starts walking and I'm like, let's go, mom. We gotta go. We gotta go home. We gotta go now. I got a lot of homework. And they'd be like, Miss Burner, can I speak? And I'm like, fuck. Motherfucker, don't believe anything that bitch says. Yeah. She's crazy. Don't believe it. And my mom's a teacher, so she always took the teacher's side.
Okay. I had a Kim who was not a teacher. Can I just tell you this one story and I'll never forget it? I cheated so bad. I cheated so fucking bad
on
a project.
How old are you?
High school. It was Spanish class. I'll never forget it. That teacher was such a fucking bitch to me. We had to make a brochure in Spanish. So you know what I did? I went on a hotel website in Spain and I printed out their brochure and I handed it to her and I said, here you go. Here's a Spanish brochure. She calls my mom. She was like, Paige obviously cheated. Like she couldn't have written this. And my mom goes, how do you know? Prove it. How do you know? She didn't write it. Prove it. Then later I said to my mom, I was like, I did cheat. She goes, well, I don't care. She's not going to call me. And here's the only reason my mom did that. And she would have never done that if it was like a different
subject.
She
didn't like that teacher.
She didn't like that teacher. And that teacher was talking shit about me at a dinner randomly. Mm-hmm. And my high school boyfriend's mom was at that dinner and said, are you talking about Paige DeSorbo? We love her. And so I found this. I was like, a teacher is talking shit about
this
me in high school?
I can't do the small town shit.
I was like, wait.
Like, get me out of the small town.
Sorry I cheated in your ninth grade Spanish class. You were literally so mean to
also,
me.
I do have to say, the fact that we've all taken Spanish and none of us can speak it, maybe we need a new methodology. Maybe we all should just go to Spain and like actually learn it, because...
Or maybe they could hire someone that works at Rosetta Stone to come into the schools. I mean...
Or someone who can actually speak Spanish. Because I think I've had some teachers, they can't speak Spanish.
No.
I'm like, her name is Stephanie?
No. My teacher, not a lick of Spanish blood in her.
You can't just keep telling me to read the Spanish textbook. That is so funny. My mom, as a teacher, would be like, I'd have an essay due, and she'd be like, can I take a look at it? And I'd be like, are you sure you want to look at it? And she'd be like, I just want to take a look at it. She'd give it back to me, and it's just red lines everywhere. And she'd be like, just do it again. I think you could do better. So I like, couldn't go to sleep until I got it right.
Were you really smart?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I was smart. I was really...
Like, were you naturally smart? Like, you didn't... Like, if you...
I was naturally smart, but I wasn't good at memorizing things, and I wasn't, like... I didn't care. Like, I didn't care, but I just wanted to get A's. Like, I was obsessed with getting A's.
This is why we're best friends. Because I'm the complete opposite, but we had the same end goal. We just wanted to be better than everyone else.
I was just competitive. Like, I just show up and I said, look, I don't give a fuck about World War IV.
No.
I don't know what this is, but I will do it to the best of my ability. Yep. And I will forget it when I leave the test. But I will be at the top. I'm like, where's the list of the summa cum laude? That's where I want to be.
One time I cheated on a test so badly. Cheated off another girl that they made me retake the test with one of my other friends because they thought we cheated together. Well, we both failed, okay? They called my mom. And my mom goes, oh, that's so funny. She has a learning disability. And they go, we don't think she does. She goes, yep, no, she does. And she forgot everything after she originally took the test, and that's why she failed the second one. And I was like, Mom, I cheated. And she goes, please, you have a learning disability.
Wait, I'm crying. There was always that one kid that definitely didn't have a learning disability that was getting like 2 hours longer for tests.
That was me. Yeah. I was like, I need extra time. I can't read good. No, I didn't care either. But I wanted to be.
People would cheat off of me.
I would have.
Like, but I was like,
we would have been
such
a good duo because I could memorize.
See, I can't memorize shit.
Yeah.
But I would. I knew how to like write and stuff.
Because I couldn't read. So I literally,
I never cheated till college. Because college, I actually didn't have time to study for the first time because of tennis. So I was like showing up to things after like missing tons of classes because
I had
15
years in.
I was a pro. You were a professional.
In college, I hired people to take classes.
Say all of it.
Why? My college is done. They're done.
Wait, your college actually got canceled.
They got canceled. They're like, sorry, we're not a college anymore. And I was like, great. Let me tell you all the ways I cheated. I would take online classes, and then I would hire my cousin, who was very, very smart, to take my classes online. And I would pay him.
Well, online classes, they did that to themselves.
They did that to themselves.
Like, that was just badly planned.
I one time took an online class, paid my cousin to take it. Are
you using your modeling money to pay them?
Yeah, I was just like,
you're like, daddy,
I don't need to buy the book. I bought a person to take the class. So he takes the whole class for me, and he goes, okay, only thing is, at the end of the year, you have to actually go in person to take the final. And then I go, okay, what do I have to get on the final to pass the class? And he was like, well, you only have to get like a 50 because I did pretty good in the class. I walked in, Hannah, got exactly a 50. He goes, I don't even know how you did that. I go, well, I don't know anything. So I think I got 20 points for just writing my fucking name. And I graduated college. And it's all about delegating, okay? Life is about delegating.
It's so funny because I'm bad at delegating. And you're better than me at delegating.
Yeah.
Because I was a self-starter.
You can't do it all.
No. And you have to know what your weaknesses are.
And like, you expect me to look good every day? I can't do it all. I can't do taxes, look good.
See, my thing is my dad was like, cared so much about tennis. So he was like tough with me with tennis, but could not give a shit about school. Like, because he'd be like, yeah, I don't do it, whatever. But I'd be like, oh, cool. He's being chill about this. But then my mom would show up. Yeah. And my mom, anything I did with tennis, she's like, I'm proud of you. I love you.
Yeah.
School, she'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So
I think my parents knew deep down I was like stupid that to not push me because I genuinely couldn't do it.
But this is the thing. I don't think you're stupid. I think you like to play stupid.
Hannah. If there's
I don't
one
mean
thing,
to call you out.
No, if there's one thing, I love second to revenge.
It's playing stupid.
It's being underestimated.
No, like you, the more you will lean into it, you're
I lean
like,
into
yes,
it
yes, yes, yes,
so hard.
And by the time they fully feel like you don't know what's going on, you've already stolen their money, my gotten whole, them arrested.
I feel like my whole persona on national television is like she's stupid and lazy. And I love it so much.
Well, it's also when people don't understand your sense of humor, it's like, oh, because they think I'm dumb, which means they're dumb.
My queen, Victoria Beckham, my new best friend, who I have a friendship bracelet with, said an in crazy line. I literally just forgot.
See, playing dumb again. She's like, I can't even remember a thought.
No, I literally can't remember. What were we just saying?
About playing dumb, about getting revenge, about...
I literally lost it. No, that was actually real. I really do have a bad memory. Wait, I literally lost it. What the fuck did she say that it was like so good?
Like people underestimating.
I'll come back. We'll come back to it. I get too excited and I'm like, then I just forget.
Also, Paige is wearing a baggy Gandhi t-shirt right now.
And baggy jeans.
And baggy
Wait,
jeans.
Wait, look at these flats. I know Hannah hates them, but I just got them from Mango.
Mesh ballet flat. They look really good for you.
Thank you.
My big toe would be sticking out of it.
I feel like no one talks about buying jewelry, like in general, like to know what to buy. Buying jewelry for yourself is one thing, but then like buying jewelry for someone else is a whole separate thing and can be very overwhelming. I mean, obviously so much fun, but it can be very overwhelming. But when you source from BlueNile.com, they offer peace of mind with every purchase. They have the highest quality standard in the industry, and they offer thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. You can make a classic statement with a white gold tennis bracelet or get a pair of stylish diamond huggy hoop earrings. If you have any questions, Blue Nile's jewelry experts are on hand 24/7, either via phone or chat, and can answer anything from technical questions to budget suggestions. They're here to help you find the best piece of jewelry for you. I recently got cute little gold huggy earrings because I have 3 holes in each ear. I like to switch up everything that's on each side, so the cute little huggy earrings I know will always go with everything. Blue Nile also offers 30-day returns and a diamond price match guaranteed. So experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
I heard something on TikTok about good-looking parents and if they always have good-looking children, and I clicked on it for you. I was like, oh my God, I need to know this for Paige. No, so this is the thing, and it actually makes sense. If both parents are really good-looking, but the man has, like, not super manly features.
Yeah.
The daughter is beautiful, but it doesn't mean the son is going to necessarily be handsome.
Interesting.
Where if the guy you're with has, like, you know, big jaw or, like, yeah, big like nose.
Strong features.
Strong features, which I think Craig has.
Yeah.
Then the son will be good-looking and the daughter will be, too.
Interesting. I learned a thing. This was, like, years ago and I never forgot it and it still, like, freaks me out. The moment, if you were conceived at even like 1 minute earlier, 1 minute later, you would look different. Grace gasped from the corner of the room.
Why?
It just like different sperm.
Oh.
Is that creepy and weird? Like you would have the same like DNA, mm-hmm. like it would be, but your features could look different. Isn't that crazy?
I know, it is crazy.
The other day, my mom actually, like, mentioned out of nowhere. She was like, well, you're a Valentine's Day baby. And I just, like, quickly looked at her and I said, that's disgusting. Why would you say that to me? And I said, I already know that. I'm born in November. But it was, like, so random out of nowhere. I was like, how dare you say that to me?
Do you know all of Dez's family are Scorpios? His mom, his dad, his two brothers, and him. It's all Scorpios.
Oh, my God, I love
it. They only had sex once
a year. Once a year. Once a year on Valentine's Day.
No, but, like, what a household.
Well, that's kind of like my family. And then we just have my brother who's a Cancer.
He just cries all the time. No, I know.
But it's really, thank God he's a Cancer because that's really the only other sign, like, we truly, truly get along with. and thank God because he lives in our house.
And I'm Scorpio rising.
Yes.
So that's why I get along. Also, there was a tornado. In Little Rock.
Oh, my God. Whilst you were there?
While we were, like, performing. And I was sitting with Stuart. And I basically was like, think about tornadoes. They're pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, the things wind will do
to not go to therapy. No, it's
like,
insane.
Talk to a therapist instead of becoming a fucking tornado.
Like, oh, you're just going to spin around to make get your point across? And you just sit down and talk it out.
But I had so much fun. They have queso dip. In Arkansas. Like, they don't bring you chips and salsa. They bring you chips and queso dip. Like, that is
some middle America shit, and I fucking love it.
It's, like, heavy.
Yeah.
And then they have the sweet tea. So, like, my stomach was not okay.
I ate Erewhon for the first time.
What'd you get?
Okay. I didn't go there. I was, like, sitting in my bed in my hotel room, and I was like, eh, I'm over room service. Like, I'm just gonna Uber Eats. Like something.
You can Uber Eats Erewhon.
Well, then it came up. I think I was like right around the corner from it. I fully could have walked there, but I was like, this is crazy.
Well, people don't walk in LA.
Yeah. And
I
was like,
you literally get honked at.
Yeah. I don't want to get honked at.
You walk outside and you don't get honked at, and you're like, okay.
Okay. So no one's honking me. Got it.
Don't take a gummy before your flight.
I thought it was like healthy. Is it?
It's supposed to be healthy, but I feel like you could get naughty at any place.
I mean, I got chicken taquitos, and they were amazing.
It was like $400.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I didn't get the smoothie because I was worried like it wasn't going to travel well.
The Hailey Bieber smoothie?
Yeah. But I got that, and then I got like hard-boiled eggs because I'm just like on a real hard-boiled egg kick. Not to eat together.
I support that.
I am like obsessed with hard-boiled eggs.
They're really good for you. Did someone tell you to do it, or are you just like,
no, I've just, like,
recently. You put salt on it?
I usually, like, chop them. This is, like, gross. But I usually chop them up and put, like, hot sauce on it and just, like, eat them, like, with a fork.
That's not gross at all.
Okay, good.
I do not judge any kind of food. I eat tuna fish from a deli.
Cheese.
Like, So I go to Delta Sky Lounge, and I'm very into my order right now.
Okay.
And by order, I mean the buffet. So
I
put a ton of scrambled eggs, like too much. Like, you know, when you're like, if someone's on me, put more, that would be crazy. And then I get cottage cheese next to it, ketchup, and a cantaloupe. And that is so, don't even.
I'm not even.
No one question my
no,
shit.
No, I'm not even.
Chris is considering. It's
I'm
so good.
I'm just small, un pequeño question. Mm-hmm. Are you mixing anything together or are you eating each of those things individually?
I mix it, but not haphazardly. There's a strategy to it. I take the cottage cheese, I dip it in the ketchup, and then I put a little bit of cheese,
love when
put
we
it in.
Use words that like just like so
have never been used in this context and should never.
I'm not gonna mix my cottage cheese haphazardly.
I'm not putting the cantaloupe in the ketchup.
Right. You're not being insane. But I was really thinking, are you mixing like the scrambled eggs, the cottage cheese, and the ketchup?
You can, but I don't.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you that I wanted to start
a band?
I wanted to start a business. I was very entrepreneurial before comedy.
Yeah.
And when I was in sales, I hated my job and I wanted to start a fruit, vegetable, leather business.
Pardon your most sincere pardon.
Talk about a horrible roommate. Well, I was having sex with one.
Wait, sorry. I'm having trouble because you have one black stripe just down. Please look into the camera. One black stripe down the lid of.
Can you fix it?
It's on top.
Oh, you mean like my cat eye?
In the camera.
Ah!
Close your eyes. Close your eyes so we can all see. It's just black.
It's because it's sweaty.
Oh. But I've been staring at it the whole time and now I okay.
Should we start over?
The whole bottom. Okay.
So I thought, wouldn't it be so cool? You know, like fruit roll-ups?
Yeah.
I'm like, what if I could make like a fruit roll-up but with real fruit and vegetables in it? And this was like 10 years ago. So before it was, I think people do it now, but obviously I thought of it first.
Yeah.
So I started Googling and I tried to make an Instagram about like healthy foods.
Oh, you're saying like this is like 10 years ago. You made like a legit Instagram
where I was like trying to post like healthy smoothie foods. Recipes. I wasn't, oh my I God. Was literally reposting other people's. Yeah. I was like, look at this. It was like a Pinterest for like, I'm not making it. So then I realized,
can we get our hands on that Instagram page?
I think I can find it. It was called
yeah, what was it called?
Something in smoothies or something. I'll find it.
Okay.
It's still out there. I also had a tie-dye business called Spill Supply, but that was before tie-dye was cool. I was ahead of my time. So I buy a dehydrator.
Okay.
It's like $300.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much did that run you?
$200 or $300. Yeah. I buy a dehydrator because I'm going to practice making
fruit roll-ups.
Fruit vegetable roll-ups. And I told everyone, I said, you're in on the ground floor if you want to buy in. So I'm like basically making smoothies, like take a banana and then like carrots and then like some strawberry. And I'm putting it in. I turn the dehydrator on. It's the loudest thing you ever heard. It's like, argh!
Yeah.
And this is a small apartment in Manhattan.
Are you currently living with
I'm living with Becca.
Okay.
And the guy I was hooking up with.
Okay.
So he was like, let her do what she wants. And yeah. Becca was like, no.
Please stop dehydrating things in our shared living space. Mental picture coming home from a long day of work and you just see Hannah Burner in the middle of the living room being like, do you need anything dehydrated?
And it was like not working.
Yeah.
And any like I can't cook. I also there was no
yeah.
And I just wanted to let people know that chase your dreams. It was one of those like ADHD like
yeah.
For 7 days.
You were like, this is my shit. Like
and
how
then
did
my,
I not know?
We were moving out, my mom's like, what do we do with this huge dehydrator that you bought? And I was like, we need it. And she was like, for what? And I was like, you never know when inspiration's going to strike.
Do you still have it?
I don't think it's gone, but it was one of those things. Look, I say if you're going to fail, fail fast. And yeah. I'm very good at that. Like, I immediately am like, this is not working. But, yeah, my roommates hated me for, like, 4 days. And I was like, this is the next Apple. I was like, this is
like,
how all this documentary start.
Hell. Have you seen the TikTok trend where people are saying like girls notes apps
yes.
are like the craziest place? I live for it because first of all, I would never show anyone my notes app because it's just too wild and insane. Mm-hmm. And then I was scrolling and I found one of my notes apps that I haven't written in a while. And I'm literally pinned it to the top because I was like, this is a great notes app. I have a thing where it says things I want to teach my daughter. Like certain like life lessons that I'm just like, I need to remember that like I need to teach her this specifically. And so I think everyone should have a notes app like that.
I love page. That you refuse to get married, but you will have a notes app list of things you're going to teach your unborn baby.
No, 100%.
So
I like
you need to be studied
already.
You need to be studied.
I love him so much. Actually, me and Craig got into a fight about this recently because mm-hmm. he kept saying things like certain things the way I treat him. that he was complaining about. And I said, well, first of all, how dare you? And write a formal complaint. If you want anyone to take this seriously, write an email.
And one like, you know what I'm going to do? Deny, deny, deny. There's no one else here. What? It's my word versus yours. I was bitchy to you. Suck a dick.
Watch out. Hannah will dehydrate you in 3 seconds. So one of his complaints was that, like, when we get on a plane, I put, like, my noise-canceling headphones on and I, like, watch my stuff and I don't talk to him.
See, that's immediate divorce.
Really?
If he tried to talk to me.
Yeah. Each other. What are we catching up on?
I tell Des, sometimes he'll be cute and be like trying to figure out that we sit next to each other. I go, why are we sitting next to each other? We're not talking on the plane. No. I want a window seat.
He's like, was like really upset about it. And he goes, well, I just like, I hope, and then he hits me with this. I hope you don't put your noise canceling headphones on when you get on a plane with your children. And I go, first of all, I literally took a beat. I go, I'm going to prepare myself for this because
you, pull out your notes
you don't even know what's about to come to you. I said, I don't know how many times I have to remind you. I did not give birth to you specifically. So the way I treat you is going to be very different than the people that I've created in my womb for 9 months. I go, when I get on the plane with them, I plan on having snacks, coloring books, we're doing puzzles.
We're practicing words.
I go, you're going to lose your mind how much I talk to them on a plane. Ipso facto.
What does he want to talk about?
Exactly. And I don't even care to ask because I'm 3 episodes deep in a show. I'm like, what? I'll talk to you when we get there. Like,
also, like, because I'm trying to think of jokes, like, my notes app is, yep. I literally just pulled up the first one and says, the Bible, talk about a New York Times bestseller.
That is the start of a really great bet. I fear.
And then under it, I wrote Roman Empire, men having sex. And then I wrote, then I'll take notes about like things that go well. And I'll be like, lesbian jokes with crowd. Oh, I wrote, I have a problem with lobotomies. Why can't we get them anymore? Okay, good. Okay. But some of them make no sense. Like, it'll be like angry squirrel. And I'm like, what did I mean?
Yeah, what did I mean?
Oh, God. Anyway. Anywho, I'm watching Breaking Bad for the first time.
Oh, really?
Do you ever watch it?
I did.
It's hard to get through the first, like, 3 episodes.
Because so much is going on.
It's like they're creating tension of, like, what
they're building up, like, what?
Yeah. And Des is like, you have to appreciate when they're like building tension for a storyline. And I was like,
Is Des watching it with you?
Yeah.
Had he seen it before?
Yeah.
That's really nice of him.
Oh, no. He loves finding things that he loved that I've never seen and seeing it through my lens.
Wait, I love that.
I have shows I just want to watch with him.
That's so nice.
We don't have the same taste, but like once we find a show, we'll like go forever.
Okay.
With it.
Craig won't watch anything that the ending isn't happy. Like I'm not kidding. He won't watch something, unless it's like war, he'll watch anything that has to do with war. He loves war.
That's more complicated.
And that's the male species.
So does he Google what the ending is?
Like we'll watch the trailer and he'll say, that's too intense for me. Like, no, I can't watch it. It's too intense.
He is such a sensitive soul.
And I'm like, okay, we'll put on Teletubbies again like, for the sixth time. But I'm Bluey.
But I'm Mrs. Rachel. Yeah. No, like, he comes home watching Mrs. Rachel. you give him an iPad.
No, so we can't watch anything because I like things that are like dark and like, I'm like, oh my God.
Can
like,
I tell a story I told before just to wrap it up? Yeah. This is my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. I went on a date with one of my exes and he took me to a Broadway play. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this story? Basically, it was like the first half finishes and there's the intermission and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes, it's so obvious what's going to happen. And I was like, really? Because like he's smart. I was like, yeah. I'm like, really? I didn't see what's going to happen. He goes, obviously the main character is going to kill himself. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't see that. And he's like, it's so fucking obvious. And I was like, oh my God. Like, the character was going through something, but I was like, I don't think he's gonna off himself. And he's like, this is clearly going towards a suicide.
And that's not what happened.
No one died. Yeah. The whole time I'm like, when is this ever gonna come?
I did this not too long ago. No, me and Craig were watching like a very nice show, and I go, oh, she's coming back because she's gonna kill herself. And Craig looked at me and he was like, I don't think so. And then she didn't, because that would have been insane. And I looked at him and I said, sorry, I think I'm going through something. He goes, yeah, very obviously. Okay, I'm going to take a minute. That was like 2 weeks ago and I was going through something.
Des watches horror films though. Like, he likes horror films. Ooh, I do. And he likes roller coasters and he likes skiing. So he has a side to him. That,
yeah, but it's like adrenaline.
Whatever he wants to do without not going to therapy, like, yeah, let him do.
Okay, well. I feel like sometimes after Giggly, I feel like we like worked out.
Oh yeah, this was like a full exorcism. Yeah. It's like an exorcism.
No, I have so much pent up over the week that I'm like, I can't wait to tell someone who fucking gets it.
Our list was getting, I get notifications.
No, our list was getting
when
out.
We write on the list, I'll be just like, my phone would be like, Paige Sorbo added a Giggly Squad. And I'm like, it's like a coke head. I'm like, yeah, can't wait for that one. She's got something to tell me.
That's how I feel when you write it. I'm like, oh shit, she's got so much to talk about. I need to talk about more things.
And it's always, we never remember what it was.
No. I can't believe I can't remember what that Victoria Beckham quote was. I'll think of it. I'll put it in the newsletter.
I really got through everything.
I'll think of it.
Well, guys, thank you for giggling with us. Thank you for buying tickets to the tour.
No,
if you haven't
we're so
yet,
excited
there's
for
a link
it.
In our bio for shows. If you want to go somewhere, leave it in the reviews.
Yeah.
Like, because we'll see those, or leave it anywhere. Mm-hmm. And we love you so much.
See ya.
Oh, I'm going to Philly. I added a fourth show to Philly. Thank you.